for choosing this teaching from the Elijah List, a prophetic ministry to the body of Christ. For more information about the Elijah List, including how to order or download prophetic teachings by well-known prophetic speakers, the monthly magazine Elijah Rain, our first and best-selling music CD, He Reached Down, or Steve Schultz's brand new book, Can't You Talk Louder, God? Or to view the many other prophetic resources we offer, visit our website, ElijahList.com, or call toll-free 866-354-5245, or outside the U.S., 541-926-3250.
But come, would you? Would you welcome David Van Curvering?
God bless you both. Bless you.
Thank you, thank you. Becky, will you come and take your place at my side for a moment? We are privileged today. I stand privileged today to be in a place where the leadership and the gifts of the psalmist have so prepared this place. You can't have the atmosphere of God working and releasing in your life without His presence. You can't do it from habit. You can't do it from memory. You can't do it from self. Worship team, psalmist, would you stand? All those that were on the platform stand. In the name of Jesus, we call forth from them the totality of your potential in their lives. May every time they assemble, they recognize the power of 10. That they multiply times each other by the power of 10. Only when they are in unity, Father, reveal that to them. Hold them high in that place and continue to flow through them in Jesus' name. Thank you, worship team. You opened a portal. You opened a door that may have never yet been opened that far. There are gateways that are tied to this conference. There will be releases. As Ray said last night, and others have believed, and worship leaders, you are those hinges and the locks and the seals on those scrolls. Release those scrolls' wisdom. In Jesus' name. Thank you, worship leaders. I love you. I respect you. Becky and I have been many places with Ray, and we've been literally around the world where there has been awesome worship. We've met worship teams that we never knew could do what they were doing. Warfare. Spiritual warfare. We were on an island off from Australia, Tasmania, and the drummer took us to a Russian Cossack beat. And the keyboard picked up a melody line, and the guitars followed suit. And a man, a tall gentleman, a big guy, 6 feet 3 or 4 inches tall, an athlete type, had a flag. It was 8 feet long, and he's waving that flag violently like a sword. And as he's over on the side, he started coming across the front of the room, dancing a Cossack Russian dance. That worship team, as this worship team, took us to a place. You are a space traveler for the rest of us. We follow you to some place spiritually. We go where you are. Be careful. Careful where you are. I'd caution you not to take a place on the platform if you don't know where you are. Don't bring confusion up here, because I'll go there with you. If you're in peace, I go to... That's what's wrong with rock and roll. That's what's wrong with rap. It's a channel to where the artist is. That group that night in Tasmania didn't know that they were taking us to Russia. After the service was over, and it went on for how long, Becky? 15, 20 minutes? We knew we were in Russia. At the end of the event, and I got up and I said, we've gone to Russia tonight. At the end of the service, a mother, a father, And a young man met that dancer at the door and said, "Next week I am going to the Ukraine. And we've been asked to come as a worship team to break the spiritual bondage over a country." And the intercessors opened that door by being a spiritual warrior. You're a worshiping warrior, musician. Other worshipers that are here, other musicians, don't ever call yourself an entertainer or a musician. You're much more than man to man. You are man to God. And if that is so, He enters the picture of inhabiting, enthroning Himself on your sound. Ray talked about that last night. And God shows up. God showed up today. There was a shift in your consciousness today. You will never be the same again. You did take, without recognizing all the mechanics of quantum mechanics, you took a quantum leap. Something in your life shifted by the sound that this worship team made today. That CD is destined, and there will be a CD version of that music. That DVD, that MP3 file, will find its way around this globe to take multitudes to a place where they've never been before. And your prayer and your intent can couple, as we did when we prayed, to put your authority behind that cause and change the world. That's a quantum leap. That's what this is about. Taking you to a new level of your authority in Jesus Christ. Since you invited us to come here and that delegation came to check us out, they got our information, they got our literature, they talked with leadership, they talked with Ray, I suppose, they talked to people that know us, and we got an invitation to go to Australia. Not counting the travel days, Becky and I were in Australia for 27 days. I had the authority, Australia, Tasmania, and New Zealand. And the week before we came to Coeur d'Alene, a little prophet down in Jamaica had prophesied to us we were going to go to the islands of the sea. When they asked me to come to Tasmania, I'm a pretty bright guy. I didn't even know where Tasmania was. Do you? Some of you know. I didn't know where it was. I didn't know what it was. I should be ashamed of that, maybe. I should be embarrassed about that. But he prophesied we'd go. We went. I spoke 35 times in 27 days. I was in universities. We were in churches. We were in halls. We were in huge garage buildings that trucks used to get restored in that were put into a worship center. One of those churches had a 60 or 70 feet by 40 foot area that when the worshipers and the dancers and the flag bearers rushed into that area, spiritual warfare happened right there on that battleground. And they were able to open portals in other places because that's what worshipers do. That's what intercessors are. Let me speak to the flag bearers. If you're a flag bearer, would you stand? If that's part of what you do as a dancer or as a ministry, would you stand all over the house? Flag bearers and others, look around. Put your hands toward the one closest to you. Your energy is going to flow in Jesus' name. And they're going to have a revelation right now. You, with your flags, communicate at an angelic level that the reflected light of your flag takes your intent and your assignment directly to the angelic world. Now that's a fact. Say, can you prove that? I say yes. This is not a skeptic up here today, but I'll give you good science for everything I express. And I'll use correct science in the name of Jesus to let you understand you're not just moving. You're not just giving motion. You are communicating with the angelic host. Go there. Take your liberty. Trust the Holy Ghost. You can trust Him. And when you wave those flags, your intent goes to the angelic realm. Take your assignment seriously. Speak it with authority. When this young lady does her dance, you are reflecting your desire and your intent. Be careful. Your desire and your intent is speaking into the angelic realm. You're not doing it just for us. As a matter of fact, we aren't even wired that much information comes through color. But the angelic realm understands the full spectrum of God's glory. And when you express yourself, you're aligning an angelic host. Now, I know that. And in another time, I'll talk about that. But I saw angels from horizon to horizon, from this distance as far as I could see, and they were really there. I was there. I had left this place. You say, David, you're getting weird. That sounds like New Age nonsense. I'm telling you the truth that God gave me the vision to see your authority with light reflected from your dress and from your banners and from your ribbons. Use it with authority. Church, aim at the one closest. In the name of Jesus, we empower you with new authority. We give you new bandwidth. We speak into your life that you will have the expression that can release the angelic forces in the name of Jesus. Oh, that's a quantum leap for somebody. Thank you, Lord, for these banners. Thank you for these dancers. Thank you for the expression of the glory of God. Banner, wavers, and dancers, you're not an accessory. Hear that word. You are the main event. Oh, that doesn't mean that you take over the service. That doesn't mean that you're not in the order of priority, in the order of leadership. But you're not an accessory. You're not there for some extra glitter. You're there to take your intent and your desire and your bandwidth and speak into the angelic realm. I'm going to come back to that angelic realm in a minute. Normally, I know where I'm going to start, what I'm going to do in the middle, and how I'm going to end. I don't have a beginning, a middle, or an end today. And you're looking at a man full of energy. I don't know when I will quit. I told my little sister, Carrie, I said, I don't wear a watch. I really have a problem with watches. Something about me just doesn't really work with watches. I have a collection of watches. I'm not going to wear a watch much anymore. I affect them in a very negative way. I'm going to go where no man went before, okay? I was in Israel, and I'd had a vision about what was going to go on in our future for Israel. I saw it clearly, and I'm standing at this place. And out of the corner of my eye, I was looking at a map of the little village, Joppa. And out of the corner of my eye, a man in uniform, an Israeli senior adult, had something to do with the military or homeland security of theirs or something. He had his uniform on. He stepped up beside me, and I'm looking at the map, and he says to me, I'm waiting for Becky and the rest of the people to get back on the bus, you know. And he says, which way is north? And the map, instead of having north at the top, you know, most maps are up as north, this map had been made where north was over where, you know, over here on the wrong side of the map. So he's looking at the map, and I'm looking at the map, and he stepped up close to me, and he was wearing a compass. And he's snapping his compass. When he got close to me, that compass was spinning. That's a true story. Now, do I affect stuff that way? Last year, we turned the alarms on in the hotel. Do you remember that? I walk under the alarm in the hotel going down to get a bucket of ice, and I look up, and there's the box. And it's a bit strange for me. I can see a new piece of equipment. The Lord will help me understand how it works. I really got to be careful when I look at other electrical devices because I'll figure out more than I'm supposed to know. It just happens. I can't explain it. I just thank God for it. I call it a gift from God. And I look up at the alarm box hanging on the wall with the lights on it, and it was a part of the alarm system. So I look at it going down to get the bucket of ice and coming back. I knew how it worked. I concentrate on the power supply side of that thing, and the alarms all go off. Literally. Now, that's happened before in New Zealand. It was in New Zealand. We're riding on a cable car with a pastor and his wife. They were going to take us up to this dinner place up on top of this mountain. And I started thinking about how the cable car works. I asked the question mentally, why did they put all the electronics up there instead of down there? And the whole thing shut off. And Becky looks at me and says, you turned that off, didn't you? And the pastor's wife said, oh, he couldn't do that. And Becky says, turn it back on. And I did. We got about 100 yards. And she said, did you really do that? And I shut it off again. Two times on a one cable ride. I was in New York at a hospital. I don't know why I'm saying this, but maybe he's got a point for somebody here. I'm not bragging about me, but I'm bragging about the Holy Spirit giving you back bandwidth. Come on. This is about bandwidth. I'm in a doctor's office, and some of you heard my heart shut off 12 times, and some of those times, they were all serious, because no blood pressure, no heartbeat, and one was a very long time, and I passed over. I was affected. I did not come back the same. I did not come back as I left. Something happens on that other side. Your bandwidth goes up, among other things. So I get back, and this technician is there from Germany with a big machine, a computer, and they're testing my heart. And I'm asking her questions that nobody's supposed to know. How this thing works, and I'm telling her information. Now, I am a scientist, and I've worked with touchscreens, so I knew a lot about what was technically going on. And so I asked her some things about it, and she said, who are you? And I said, I understand that thing. And it's got some problems. I wasn't real sure I was going to trust. It couldn't hurt me. But I wasn't going to trust everything they were doing to analyze me just from a piece of machine that somehow I could get information from. So I said to her, I said, that thing has got some problems. And the whole system shut off. And she got so alarmed, she said, I can't reboot it. Because when it shuts off, I have to call the technicians, because this is a life and death kind of thing. I can't breathe. I know how to reboot it, but they won't let me, because if it's shut off, something is wrong with it. And I said, well, you mean you can't finish my test? And she said, I can't touch the machine to turn it on. I said, I can. And I did. And she left the room, and Becky saw her come out of the room. She went to the doctor. She said, I don't want anything to do with that guy. She said, he can turn it on and he can turn it off. There are forces that are unseen that are not demonic. Don't be afraid of what you know the Holy Spirit has asked you to do. You can trust 10 out of 10 times, 100 out of 100 times, you can trust the Holy Spirit. Let me talk about man's wisdom. Comments made yesterday morning from a brother that I love, I respect, I will spend eternity with that man. And we'll probably have something to do with all of those unfinished planets that Hubble looks at. Okay? So Chuck and I, we're going to spend eternity together. I had the attitude toward wisdom that you have to be careful about everything that you take in as information. Be careful. If I can't prove what I say with the Holy Scriptures, and if I can't demonstrate that I understand enough about science to back up what I talk about, you have no right to believe me without the confirmation of the Holy Spirit. But I'm going to give you some credit that you're mature enough that you know His voice. And if you don't know His voice, we'll start there. Then you got to get your heart cleaned up, got to fix the sin issue, and have the Holy Spirit in the control room of your life in an identifiable way that you know the information coming from the Holy Spirit and that voice. And if you don't have that happening in your life, we'll stop everything else and we'll pray for that right now. Because you need to know the voice of the shepherd. He said, "My sheep know my voice." This isn't a bunch of mysteries and it's not a bunch of voodoo. These are things you can know. You can stand on your faith with a head full of wisdom to understand. And if I'm talking over somebody's head, make me break it down. Thank you for your emails. Thank you for your testimonies. Thank you for your input into this man's life. You're helping me. I only want to say what the Holy Spirit can confirm in your life. And that goes for these pastors. That goes for these worship leaders. I know them. I trust them. They give me liberty because they trust the God in me. Know the God of the source of your information. Careful what you read on the internet. Careful what you take in from secular library. There's a reason that much of quantum physics is still theory. Because if they come out and start claiming even the facts that they know, somebody's book comes off the shelf. Somebody's college level class has to get altered. And the physics community is very royal in the accolades of what they publish. And a lot of truth never gets published. And a lot of stuff that's been published is not truth. They've even found better solutions, answers, and terms. And the quantum physics world isn't always as straightforward as you would want it to be. Before I came out here, on my dining room table, I had 150 documents that I had selected from over 300 documents, books, printings, papers, downloads, over 300 that is the basis for the book, Else When. And this isn't to sell a book, this is to help you become informed. Else When is a set of ideas that the Lord put in my heart. They're based on the best science and the best knowledge I'm capable of finding. I call it revelation of a revolution. The revolution is quantum physics. And the revelation is what the Holy Spirit has confirmed in me. And you can trust that Holy Spirit. But you have that Holy Spirit in you. So the confirmation doesn't come from me saying I had it confirmed. It comes when you read what I write or read what I say or listen to hear these DVDs. And I thank you for that. The Holy Spirit confirms it in your life. I'm not telling you to be afraid of information. I tell you to go there and have fun. Before you start acting like you believe it, let it be confirmed by the Holy Ghost. And if He doesn't confirm it, and if you don't know how to get that confirmed, then you got a pastor that has to finish his work in your life. You need to come to men like me and these leaders here, and we'll pray for you that you get your infilling of the Holy Ghost so you know. You can know. I stand in front of college classes and university classes, physics departments, and I boldly talk about the Holy Ghost. I know He is the only source of all information we'll ever have. Let me quote my authority. Jesus Christ said in the book of John, "You don't have enough bandwidth to understand me." He said, "There's things I want to say to you, and you won't get it." So I'm going to leave, and I'm going to send a new dimension of consciousness to you that when the Holy Spirit moves in, and I said this last time, He'll give you 2% of the truth. He'll give you 50% of the truth. Or He'll give you 80%. It's a good deal. The Holy Spirit will give you all. And if you don't know what all means, I'm here to give you the Hebrew translation. It means, as Ray Hughes would say, all means all. There's no limits. You got a self-imposed limit, get over it. Some you don't want to learn, wake up and grow up. If you don't understand how crystals fall into this place from someplace else, you go read Hebrews again. It says that from nothing something was made. From the invisible world, this world became. He never stopped being the creator. I'm the one that's telling you from Colossians that your body is blinking in and out of this room 20,000 times a nanosecond. Well, you didn't know that. Touch your neighbor and say, you're not really there all the time. We had a professor on the platform yesterday. Chuck Missler said, in the cosmos there is a constant, there's a principle called Planck's constant. Planck is the guy that figured out how small and how brief the lowest possible distance of time could be. That's a small amount of time. It's about 20,000 times a billionth of a second. Now, if I had a blackboard, there's more zeros than you want me to write. You slice a second 1 billion times, and then take one of those slices and slice it 20,000 times, and that's the lifespan of an electron. That's the smallest, quickest thing there can be in this cosmos. See, this isn't the real world. This ain't the real deal. It's not the main event. This is something transitory. This is the dressing room for the other side. If that's the truth, why are you hanging on to this junk so hard? Why do you work so hard to get the biggest pile of tools or toys? Everything in my life is a tool or a toy. Fortunately for me, my wife allows me to have things that are both. Tools and toys, 250 musical instruments, synthesizers, computers, lasers. My house is a weird place to visit. Our yard's full of rabbits. I'm almost ready to stop blessing the rabbits. They're all over our yard. Now, y'all know how rabbits are. You know, that's the way they are. But we don't see them in anybody else's yard. At night, they fill my driveway. They get all over my sidewalk. They eat the clover. That's pretty good. My neighbor's got to put stuff on theirs, you know. Every morning, I see all these little nibble spots all over the yard. Dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of rabbits. Our place is a fun place for a rabbit to come, I suppose. Our neighbor told us the other day he was seeing garter snakes in our yard. Now, they're harmless. I'm not afraid of snakes, and not all snakes are necessarily evil. Well, there was one that got somebody in trouble once, I've heard about, but I don't think about that much. But we got a blessed place, and I said it last year, and I sincerely mean it. I've had 10 or 15 of you, maybe more, and so many of you have come to me personally, and I really respect and appreciate that. Thank you for your emails. I said that a moment ago, but thank you. Thank you for going to the website. Thank you for buying the product. This gateway and these quantum leap truly changed our lives. It opened a door. Becky said Ray Hughes was our pastor. I wouldn't be speaking today on these subjects. The Lord chose to use Ray. If Ray wouldn't have, he'd have chosen someone else, maybe. I think the destiny was in God, in the mind of God, and Ray popped the quiff. I'll come back to that. I'll explain that one. Ray saw the potential of God as a waveform of a possibility. And like Schroeder's wave in quantum physics, it's in both states. I was speaking and I wasn't speaking. I was sharing and I wasn't sharing. And if you knew my life, that was correct. That's true. I was part businessman, part lecturer, part philosopher, part inventor. And Ray said, you have to teach to the next generation what the Lord has showed you. I moved a Vancouvering piano in his home that day, and I took up a conversation with one of his two awesomely talented sons and their daughter. The two sons, very gifted, very artful, very skilled, the highest level in their fields. And the son was so taken in with what I was talking about, quantum leap and bandwidth and the speed of light slowing down, the stuff you've heard about, stuff I talk about. And Ray said, you've got to teach this. So without Ray, we wouldn't have the platform we have today. Inside of the book, Elsewhen, there's a stone. I'm asked all about that stone. That stone was cut at Shechem in Israel. A machinist made them to that size, taking them from the flat stones that we bring over from Israel or have shipped. He cuts that stone. That stone was referred to by Joshua. Joshua said in the last chapter of the book of Joshua, the 27th verse, this stone has heard. Now he's the guy that made the sun stand still, the walls dissolve. He knew the cancellation frequencies of the matter, the atomic structure of the lattice that held the walls. Every frequency has a counter frequency. Every frequency has a cancellation frequency. And he knew how to cancel the frequency of the wall. That's a pretty bright guy. He knew how to make the sun stand still with God's authority. You have none. I have none. We've been given authority to do His work for Him. And when we exercise that gift to call things that are not as though they are, we cause things to change in the physical cosmos. What do you think a healing is? I got a little sister sitting right down here who told me since I got here, and she told me last year. She stepped up to me one time after I spoke last year and she said, David, my husband and I have done everything you told us to do. And my shoulder has not been healed. My rotary cup is torn. They're going to have to operate and I can't even hug my babies. And she's standing weeping at your altar, at your church. And she looked me in the eye, that tender young lady. She said to me, I've tried it and it doesn't work. And I put my hand on her vocal cords and I said, I cancel those words in Jesus' name. Cancel words. Joshua canceled frequencies of walls. He canceled the lattice structure of one of the four forces in quantum physics. The weak and the strong force has to do with what radiation comes out, weak, and how atoms are held together, strong. Then there's the electromagnetic and the gravity. We'll stay with the one that's the strong force. He knew the frequency of the bricks that were made out of mud. And he spoke and gave them instructions how they could let light from a picture and a sound cancel a waveform that held matter together. Don't you ever be afraid of that tumor or the one you hear about? Or that heart that's diseased and the guy died 12 times. Somebody can call on new tissue. Somebody. Some person. Somebody with God authority can lay hands. Ray Hughes and ministers prayed for me. And behind me I heard the words coming from pastors with Ray at Somerset, Kentucky. And they said, give him a new heart. Give him a new heart. That was a new idea for me. I'm going to get a new heart. They fixed the old one. It hadn't been fixed real good. And they called a new heart forth. I'd been told I had 15 months left. You've heard the story before. I went 36 months and told a pastor who asked me how good I felt. I said, man, I feel terrific. I'm full of energy. Watch me. He said, David, when did you check in last and get your pacemaker checked? I said, 36 months ago. I said, they told me then I had 15 months. I'm doing real good. He said, David, you got to check in. I said, I'm not going to give them $400 to tell me how good I feel. He said, I'll pay the $400. I called them and they thought I died. Well, if you were the doctor and you had a patient who's 60-something years old and you told him he had 15 months and he didn't show up for 36 months, what would you think? So they'd marked me deceased. I showed up. They test my heart. True story. and they can't find anything wrong with my heart. Careful when you pray for somebody. Careful when you pray. You can pray correctly. You can call for new cells. Jesus' name. He even put life back into Lazarus. He made the deaf to hear, the blind to see, the lame to walk. Gave me a brand new heart. Would you stand up, sweetheart? Gave her a brand new shoulder. Put your hands at her and say, thank you, Jesus. Go on, wave at her. Put your hand toward her. Put your hand towards that child. In the name of Jesus, we extend to you the authority and opportunity that you will lay hands on people and you will multiply times the glory God's already expressed in your life. That's your gift. That's your testimony. You may be seated. She told me last night, I have no pain. Well, I don't expect she should when she gets a new shoulder. You shouldn't expect the doctor to find anything wrong with my heart. I got a new heart. You say, David, you're way off over the edge. Yep, and I did let go. And you can too. It's a quantum leap of faith, not nonsense. It's not wishful thinking. It's not the power of wishful thought. Get over that wishful thought. You're not wishing for anything. You're declaring in the name of Jesus the authority that He gave you to do greater things than He does. That stone is a stone of blessing. As a matter of fact, when that high tide hit a little while ago, I asked Jonathan to go up to the room. I carry a few of these around. Oh, I like to push them in Satan's face. I like to tell him there's an authority we have that the curses that are on places can be removed. That the blessings that I want to put on a next generation can be passed through stuff. Careful with the stuff you got at home. Careful with those antiques and heirlooms. I don't know how many volumes of books I have in my library, but it's thousands. Probably 10,000 books. I buy them regularly, I bring them home. Old books sometimes are clearer than the new books. Sometimes the old theology books and even some technology books are clearer because the minds of the young people that have been writing in the last 15 or 20 years, yeah, we've got a lot of high-tech stuff. Yeah, we got faster computers. But no, we don't have more wisdom. We don't have more truth. We got more information. Come on. Follow that. I'm not afraid to read an older book. Holy Spirit is faithful, remember? He'll show you the truth wherever it's at. I touch a book. I know that whoever read it, their faith or their doubt is in the book. It's in the stuff. I bring an instrument home. You've heard me say this. I bring an instrument home. I have to bless it and release every word that was said over that instrument. I walked around here the other night in blessed equipment in this place. Computers and mixers. Synthesizers. You've seen me laying that little steel plate on your keyboards. It's not just a steel plate. That's the badge of honor. That's the badge of victory. That's a badge of blessing. It's a piece of steel that I talk to. Say hi.
Hi.
Smile. You've just been recorded. You say, oh, David, you may be a physicist, but you're a little bit over the edge. Yep. And proud of it. You might have one of these. Maybe it's in your pocket. If anybody's got one, hold it up. There's a point to this. Come on. Follow me. Got one. Wait, would you stand up back there? This guy helped build this thing. If you don't know who this is, last year he introduced himself and his precious wife. Is she there? There she is. Stand up. Put your hand toward him. We thank you that you helped develop this technology, but I release unto you the ability to take God's technology for memory, for computers, for high-speed electronics, for the kingdom of God into new places in Jesus' name. Now we release that into his life. He's a scientist. Now he may not ask for it, but he needs your help. You just brought 10 times, every one of you, 10 times the sum of the others that got there first. Oh, you didn't? Did you understand that? You just coupled by billions of forms of energy to come against the evil that could destroy that man or his future, and you just spoke a multiplied blessing into his life. That's how quantum physics is. It's times 10. Did you know your cell phone doesn't go to a directory to find my cell phone? There is no directory. It'll call 10 computers, it'll call 10 computers, it'll call 10 computers, it'll call 10 computers. And one of those computers has got the signal of where I was within the last few seconds. Because I put a beep out to a tower. You put a beep out to a tower. What is your beep sending to the tower? Are you full of praise? Are you full of victory? Are you full of glory? What in the world are you reflecting? If it's scripture, if it's praise, if it's good, Paul told us, think on what? These things. You send that out, guess what happens? Somebody out there looking for something is going to find your tower. And your blessing, and your positive attitude, and your faith in Jesus Christ, and your wisdom from the Holy Ghost. Did you? I'm not sure. I don't know. Your computer does the same thing on the internet. There's not one big directory. There's not one computer big enough or fast enough to put all the information of all of our lives and anything any of us have ever done in one big massive directory. Doesn't happen. You punch in Vancouvering into Google, and I don't know Google. I never met Mr. Google. He never interviewed me. He doesn't have a directory with all the stuff of my life or yours. But you punch in Google, Vancouvering, Google, search, and it goes to 10 times 10 times 10 times 10. And pretty soon, it finds David Vancouvering's name in some directory someplace. I find myself where I didn't know I was. Thank God, as I get older, my memory gets a little cloudy. I don't even remember some of the stuff I did. That's a good sign. I found out that some people are claiming I did things that I doubt. I look at it and I say, I don't remember. But the computer is times 10 looking for directories to find the name. And your influence is quantum, just like that. Be careful what you send out. Careful what you, I'm going to use a Harry Potter word, conjure. It's a real value. That nonsense is demonic. So it's not nonsense. It's a powerful sense. It's a powerful force. Careful what you say. I find myself more repentant since the cause and since the call. I was humbled when the leadership of the cause and the call asked me and Becky to come to Nashville to talk to the leaders, the kids, the young people, 30 years and younger. The old man was 30 years old. They're all kids. Most of you in the room are a kid to me. I'm one of the oldest guys in the room, so kids. But I was honored that they wanted my thoughts, and I could radiate, and I could be in their presence, and things I didn't say, they could hear. You got to understand that. You radiate times 10. And then it hits somebody and they radiate times 10 more. Pretty soon you got billions of influences. Either building the kingdom or tearing it down. Careful. Careful what you think. Careful what you say. Careful what you imagine. There's a second little book out on the table. And it's the one I really want to talk about this morning. And I hope I haven't just been rambling. I feel him hit. I feel him go off. Steve Schultz. Anybody know who he is? If you don't know Steve Schultz, you must know the Elijah List. If you know the Elijah List, you know about the new product, the Rain, the Elijah Rain magazine. I was thrilled when, because of what happened here at this ministry, I got a phone call
from Elijah List. And they said to me, your product has been beautifully received. As a matter of fact, on the back page of this month's magazine, it talks about that product. There's a full page ad that has been making them the most, that is, as you said, the most popular of the product. Quantum physics, music, and the prophetic. But right ahead of that, in this August month's issue, they put a little 33-word article that I wrote. Excuse me? All I got to say is when you use the word 33, be careful. 3,300 times 10, see? Keys to taking your quantum leap. Did anybody hear in the music today, when the keys came up in a song, to some wild man, some prophetic worshiping warrior, tuned in to a frequency outside of his bandwidth and got the message? And through the sonics and the sound and the power of music, said something about taking a quantum jump in keys to wisdom. Well, when the article came out, the Lord had already put in my heart. I read the article after I sent it, and I recognized that there were 160 concepts that had been distilled into those 3,300 words. 160 concepts. I did not write it to prepare from an outline those 160 concepts. It didn't happen. I sat down, got quiet, turned off the noise, and did what I tell you to do. Listen and see and say what the Lord whispers to the, through the Holy Ghost that you can learn to trust and you know when you hear it. So I wrote the article. I reread the article and recognized that there's 160 concepts that somebody could develop into a workbook. So I did. In the front of the little workbook, there's a CD of me reading the article, I think under the anointing. I'll let others judge that. So there's a CD with it. That CD is yours to copy as many times as you want. I think some of you have been copying the other ones anyhow. And you'll never make me mad for spreading my word. This one is prepared for you to have, to copy, to invite people to come to your home or to your church. And in 7 lessons, just take them through the workbook. There are questions, there's answers, there's glossary, there's concepts. It's broken down. Thanks, somebody. I appreciate somebody saying David does break it down. I try not to get over too far over your head, but hear my heart. I want to do damage to what you thought you knew. So if I got to shoot over your head to get your attention, just stand a little taller. And if I confused you the first time, I'm the guy that's telling you. The Holy Spirit can fill in the blanks. Come on. You can know what I know. You can say what I say. And if you don't have the authority to do it the way I do it, then get your blessing like this little lady's got and the authority that goes with it. She will boldly declare that God can touch the body. Some of you know that. You're telling me that in emails. All I'm trying to do is give you better tools, that's all. So your life can have tools to have a quantum leap class someplace. For 7 weeks, 5 or 6 or 7 people. I don't think we've got enough of these to offer this to everybody. But on the internet, you'll be able to get them. If you buy 5 of these, $20 a piece for $100, I'll give you 2, so you'll have 7 to start the class with the right number. But you only got to buy 5. I'll give you 2. I want to invest in the class. Call me or email me. We'll set up an appointment. And when you get your first class, I'll talk to them by telephone. My cell phone works, you know. I may be in a rush. I may be traveling. I may be in a restaurant. I may be before I get up to speak someplace. But come on, we'll work the details out. I'll speak into that class. I'll talk to that class. I'll communicate with that class. I'll let them call me or email me. They got to understand, I'll get 600 or 700 or 800 emails a week. And that's not a lot. I can deal through that. I'll go home from a thing like this, and there will be 2,500 that will come in because everybody talks to somebody, and you know, and that's okay. I like hard work because it's not work. Remember I said it's tools or toys? These are toys. Come on. You can have fun with this stuff. Quantum physics isn't hard. You got to get the basics. And the basics are simple. The seven basics I list. They're in here. So if you give me a few minutes, I'd just like to identify them for you. And the number one key is there is a non-physical world. Did you think this is all there was? What about prayer? What about faith? What about the unseen? What about the angels? What about the presence of God? What about worship? There's an unseen world out there. Now, the quantum physicists have helped to describe it, so we can use some of their terms. The very fact that matter's blinking in and out helps us understand a whole lot. Because this isn't all there is. Oh, he made a body. He spoke, and from his words, matter became. 103 elements, we're told. Well, we can find a few more than that, because those are made in atom smashers where men have been blasting these particles against each other, and a few more show up, getting down a little deeper. But there's 103 basic. The frequencies of what God spoke that we've discovered in chemistry is the stuff of this cosmos. But it blinks in and out of here from an unseen world. We'd be fair to call that unseen particle the God particle. It's the particle that's not yet been found and may not be found because it's above the speed of light. Now, Einstein had some things right. And it may shock you that I got the audacity to say that Einstein had some things wrong, but I got a good source for that. He said C, the constant speed of light, was a fixed. Didn't change. That's another one of these keys. Okay? So over here I talk about that the speed of light is still slowing down. And that means, as I said yesterday with Chuck Missler, that if the speed of light is slowing down, that means that before this time, there was faster light. And if there was faster light, the speed of light was faster, and it couldn't have taken 16 billion years for light to get here if it was moving faster. So you got to do some of one of the theories. Well, I'm willing to throw away the 16 billion year idea. And in my article that I submitted, I said, let the evolutionists put that in their pipe, and their 16-year-old pipe, and smoke it. They edited that out correctly, okay? I'm not mad at the physicists. I'm not upset with them. I don't shoot at them. I just tell them in the area of the speed of light, they're wrong. Now, do I need to spell that for them? They're wrong because there's things above the speed of light. Let me tell you what they are. If the speed of light is the limit on what this cosmos can do to communicate, then some examples that we have in our Christian faith that prove that things are faster than the speed of light have to be put in question. And we know they can't be put in question because Jesus told us in John 16:13, that when the Holy Spirit gives you all that truth, He's going to show you things to come. Now that doesn't mean you get a crystal ball and you put the sign out and you get the tarot cards and you start giving prophecies from man's nonsense or imagination or worse, witchcraft, black magic, and the junk. There's a fallen application to every truth. There's a negative for every positive. And those psalmists that are fallen, that are only entertainers, got a problem. They don't have the Holy Ghost. And the prophets that call themselves psychics have got a problem. They lost the bandwidth of the Holy Ghost. But they're operating in a gift. And the gift is a valid gift. And it's abused because they don't have the Holy Ghost. So get the idea, the answer is the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you to become familiar with His voice so you know what you know. You can believe what He says, and He'll show you your destiny, your assignment. And if you don't know your assignment, then we got to stop all of this and go there. Because the assignment is the purpose of your life. The assignment is what kept me alive when my heart shut off that 10th time. And I woke up after I'd had a stroke, and my wife had her hand on my chest, and I said, "Honey, did I scare you?" And she said, "No, you can't scare me. You're not going anywhere." Somebody saw what God saw. That's another one of the 7 points. Seeing what God sees. She saw God's will and God's assignment on our lives. Husbands, do you know the assignment on your wife? Wives, do you know the assignment on your husband? Thank God there's two couples here that understand each other. And the unity is more than the sum of the pieces. Something else happens. You get the sum and the difference. In sound, we call that the regeneration sound on a Moog filter. The sum and the difference of multiple frequencies. They are not only what they are, but they are also what they could not be. Because they're in unity. Husbands and wives in unity. You multiply your husband's ability. Or husband, you can decrease your wife's capacity. Remember, there's a constant that's negative that can cancel the positive. That's how the walls fell. The positive energy that held the walls was canceled by a reverse phase of that energy. Okay, where am I? My heart shuts off. I'm on an airplane. Becky said, assignment. You can know your assignment because the Holy Spirit shows you things to come. And if He's going to show you your assignment for next week, next month, or next Thursday, that information has to get to you faster than the speed of light. Let me explain. We did a test, and we had it all set up to look for this subatomic particle that can move faster than light and bring information. There's a name for that little guy. That little particle was found in Einstein's math, but in Einstein's later years, he changed a lot of his math. He actually changed his theories to people and in his personal notes and his writing. Photographs of his own blackboards showed the doubt that he had in the constant speed of light. He had done other math on photographed blackboards that Gerald Feinberg was hired in the 60s, Columbia University in New York City, to find the artifact of the error of what he called the tachyon. Feinberg called this little subatomic particle that could move faster than light. Einstein said when he was asked about the math that he wrote, it has to be there, but it could never come slower than faster than the speed of light. And if you had something slower than the speed of light, it couldn't be speeded up faster. It's the barrier you can't cross. But there could be something above the barrier of light. Einstein conceded that. He was changing the math of his formulas to try to find, who in the room can tell me what he looked for the last few years of his life? Say it. Come on. Somebody back here knows. Unified theory. He was looking for a theory that could take all the theories and bring them together. And in looking for the unified theory, he changed a lot of his math. So they hired Gerald Feinberg to go check all the math, 150 photographs, and find the artifact of error that caused the tachyon, a subatomic particle that could move faster than light. If the subatomic particle moves so fast when it gives up all its energy, it will appear at all points across its trajectory. The world said it was nonsense. I wept. I said, they gave me the formula for the omnipresence of God. Oh, some of you are catching it. It is brilliant. If God spoke and a particle became, and the particle gave up all of its energy, you've mathematically gone back to its source. And if it's given up all of its energy in a measurable fashion, you get to God that called. And He is at all points across His trajectory, and the math proved it. Gerald Feinberg called it the tachyon. Now, if you did a test, and physicists don't like tachyons, because if the tachyon, you do the test to find it, and you start at 12 noon, it won't show up at 12:01. If it's faster than light, it's going to show up at 11:59-something. And physicists don't like computers that count backwards. And here's the real clincher. They don't like an event before a cause. But hang on. Hang on. Two-thirds of your Bible is prophetic. It got here before the cause. Don't tell this man that something isn't faster than light that brings information to my spirit because I'm ready to fight. And I'll use good math and good science to tell you there's a subatomic particle that connects us to our future, that God planned it that way. As a matter of fact, before the fall, that was the natural. That's the speed of light we fell from. When the speed of light started slow. Oh, you're catching on. I told you could have fun with quantum physics. You can even pick a fight with it if you want to. The point is, there's something faster than the speed of light, and we'll call Him who He is. The Holy Spirit. We've got math for the Holy Spirit. The subatomic particles that move faster than light were designed by God, part of the energy of God, to talk to you, to speak to you, to bring all the information that's ever been given to man, the Holy Ghost, part of the triune of Godhead Himself. And Jesus said, that bandwidth you don't have. I want to say things to you that you won't even understand. He made it clear. John, that 16th chapter, that 13th verse. He said, He will come and teach you all the truth you need to know. Isn't that awesome? I stand there and I marvel, I'm humbled, and I'm thrilled. Where do you think 600 patents came from? Where do you think the wisdom to look at a box and perceive how it works? I've been thrilled to stand and hold something in my hand that was part of the creative forces of God that He caused after what we call the creation. Because I know that that body and that body and that body and those synthesizers are blinking in and out of here. And if He didn't cause them to be, see, to me there's no mystery in a stone. It's His creativity 20,000 times a nanosecond doing whatever He wants with His frequencies. Giving me a new heart, giving her a new shoulder. There's a young man in here someplace that I'm told I prayed for in the back of the service last time. Are you here, young man? Would you stand? Ah, there he be. No, that's not the same one. I did pray for him, and I remember that prayer. There's a young man that was healed, I think. He's at work today. He'll be here tonight. And you verify that there was a new something in his physical. Absolutely. There was a miracle. You can't doubt it because there's evidence laying all over the place. How much truth do I need? I only need one. Only one, and I'm going to believe. I don't need a pattern. I'm not going to do an averaging of it and come up with the wrong number. When God does it once, He changes not, the Word says. If He did it for her shoulder, He did it for my heart, I don't care what your affliction is. He's ready to do it for you right now. This portal's open. It opened during worship. It opened during praise. It opened during the presence and the authority of God sweeping through this place. Now I'm going to get dead serious with you, and I want you to respond carefully. Somebody in here has been told you have a problem in the body. You've had a doctor. You have symptoms. And we'll just say that you have some evidence. And if you've got a problem in your body, I'd just like you to raise your hand. Church, look around. If the church ever needed to exercise its authority, it's right now. Hear me carefully. Leave those hands up. Church, believers, aim your spiritual forces at one of those hands. If you're close enough to lay hands on them, go for it. If you got to move to do it, move. God is no respecter of persons. He wasn't going to do something for me that He refuses to do for you. He's in this room. He's in this place. He's giving the power of my words right now. Church, agree with me. In the name of Jesus, say it with me. In the name of Jesus, we call your authority into these bodies. We rebuke sickness. We dismiss sickness. We recognize you have healing frequencies. And in the name of Jesus, we call those frequencies forth. These with an affliction, in the name of Jesus, are healed. In the name of Jesus. Father God, come upon these folks. Come upon these people. May the warmth of your healing, the correction of your frequencies, touch every cell. Touch every DNA. We call this DNA to heal. We call this DNA to order. DNA, obey the design of your Creator. Cells, respond in the name of Jesus. All evil influence and evil words and evil thoughts are dismissed in the name of Jesus. His powerful, timeless blood flows through this place. It flows down through these hands that are raised. It flows down through these bodies. It enters the spirit and it touches every cell in every body. In the name of Jesus. Now those of you that raised your hands in your way, you have to thank Him for your healing. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for giving us the honor of being in our midst. Now we know the Word of God is true. And I just spoke the truth. We're coupling it with what the best we know about the anatomy and the science of the cells. And they have to obey a voice. Now we collectively have spoken to them. And those of you that raised your hands, you have no right to doubt. And you have no right to lose a God idea. And these ideas that God birthed in your spirit, not mine, it isn't because I said them, it's because the Holy Spirit confirmed them. A massive healing has happened in this room. I fully expect that the leadership of this conference will hear testimonies. I don't care what's wrong with you. Jesus died. His blood was shed that you'd be healed. The Holy Spirit uses faster than light technology to speak into you that you are healed. You have no right to believe a lie. You have every right and responsibility to believe the truth. And you've heard the truth today. And you've been healed today. And you got to concentrate on not making a career out of being sick. I'm sorry, I don't mean to offend, but I had a choice. Was I going to be as sick as they told me I was, or as well as I felt God made my body to be? And there were days that my body was still vaseling. My blood pressure would go to zero. And I rebuked that every time. My wife stood at my side. I had friends all over the country praying for me. And every day I was a little stronger. My cells were obedient. They were catching on. They were obeying. They have to. Your church has no right to have sickness. Has no right to have sickness. It has every right for healing. If we believe that there's a new shift in the miraculous, then everybody that raised their hand in this room is healed in the name of Jesus. And you're going to leave here with a new testimony. You're going to leave here with a new claim on your future. And you will be open to hear the Holy Ghost talk into you. And He will speak your assignment. Well, a little article says, all matter has memory. Words are being recorded. That was one of them. Matter is frequency spoken by Jesus Christ. He causes your body to be reconstructed 20,000 times a nanosecond. If He stopped thinking about you, you would dissolve. And Enoch did. And at the rapture, we all will.
We hope you've enjoyed this teaching. If you'd like to order additional copies, or if you'd like to view the many other prophetic resources available at the Elijah List, such as the monthly magazine, Elijah Reign, our first and best-selling music CD, He Reached Down, or Steve Schultz's brand new book, Can't You Talk Louder, God? We have ebooks, MP3 music downloads, and more. Simply log on to our website, www.elijahlist.com. That's elijahlist.com. Or call toll-free, 866-354-5245. Or outside the U.S., call 541-926-3250. And join us again for another inspiring teaching from The Elijah List.